Good to see you in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Willie, for a great time of worship. Today we are going to continue with our study in the Keeping It Real sermon series. Last Sunday we talked about Gaius, a life worth emulating. But this morning we'll talk about lessons from a bad example, or learning from the colossal, grave mistakes of others. This time, focusing on a man by the name of Diotrephes, in a message entitled, Do Not Imitate Evil. Do not imitate evil. In other words, do not emulate a bad example. Do not emulate a bad example. Coming from 3 John chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. So if you came with your Bible this morning, could you quickly turn with me to 3 John chapter 1. We're going to read verses 9 to 11. As a tradition, if you find it, please rise to your feet in honor of the reading of God's word, if you can. The New International Version, beginning to read at verse 9, says, I, John, wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious gossip about us. Not satisfied with that, he even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word this morning. Let's pray together. God, our eternal, immortal, and invisible God, we humbly come before you this morning to look intently in your word and listen to the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you may illuminate our biblical text this morning and drive it to our hearts for our understanding. May we be challenged, may we be changed, may we be transformed, built up in the Lord as we listen to your word. Please give us the courage to apply this word in our lives. We invite you, Holy Spirit, speak. Your servants are listening. In your name, we have prayed. And somebody in the house said amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Have you ever come across a negative saboteur called a naysayer, which refers to a person who always says no to other people's opinions and ideas? Such people deny, despise, refuse, and oppose the ideas and suggestions of others with sheer contempt. Always skeptical, always cynical about somebody else's ideas except for theirs. This is sometimes called me-ism or egotism, a focus on or obsession with oneself, meaning me, myself, and I. Such people are captives of negativity, always going around finding the black lining in every silver cloud. Listen to this newspaper account from the Baltimore County Advocate of 1863. A man about 46 years of age, given the name of Joshua Cooker Smith, has been arrested in New York for attempting to extort fans. Some ignorant and suspicious people believed him when he said that he would convey the human voice any distance over a metallic wire so that it will be heard by the listener at the other end. He calls this instrument a telephone, which is obviously intended to imitate the word telegraph and to win the confidence of those who know the success of the latter instrument without understanding the principle on which it is based. Well-informed people know that it is absolutely impossible to transmit a human voice over wires, as is done with dots and dashes. And if it were possible, the thing, meaning telephone, will be of no practical value or use whatsoever. The authorities who apprehended this criminal are to be congratulated. I can see that smile on your face already, because this is outrageous by today's standards. If I told you a few decades ago that we will be able to communicate via a wireless gadget called a smartphone and even see each other on the little screen as we talk, you would have said I was losing my mind. Today, we're able to have video chats and conferencing in real time. We are now able to send pictures, videos, written and voice text messages to each other, not on a metallic wire called telegraph. As the naysayers in our story insinuates, but on the airwaves, wireless. Now, can you imagine if these naysayers had their way? We would have been still using a telegraph to communicate to each other today. A telegraph, as you can see on PowerPoint, for millennials and post-millennials, Generation Z, a telegraph is an old-fashioned method of sending messages along a wire service by converting a message into electronic impulses. Back then, news from abroad came through telegraph. Unfortunately, naysayers are everywhere. They're at your job, in families, neighborhoods, and communities, and every sphere of society. I'm sure someone just came to your mind right now as I'm sharing this story. Maybe we all need to examine our hearts and ask ourselves a profound question. Am I a naysayer? Am I a captive of negativity? In Psalm 139, David said, "Search, try, test, and examine my heart if there is any wicked way in my heart, and lead me in the way everlasting." Diotrephes, the main character of our text this morning, was a naysayer, an egotistic captive of negativity. He said no to just about everything for personal gain. One writer says he said no to crucial, critical, cutting-edge things in the life of the church. And anytime spiritual leaders or influencers say no to these things, churches begin to decline and eventually die. Diotrephes said no to walking in the truth and walking in love. He refused hospitality to believers. He also said no to unity in the church. He sought preeminence and prominence. He rejected apostolic authority, gossiped maliciously, and controlled and intimidated others, which was equal to spiritual abuse. In only two verses, we have the following statements made about Diotrephes. He loves to be first. He refuses to welcome the apostles into the church. He maliciously spreads gossip about the men of God. He withholds hospitality from other believers. He requires others to follow his poor example. He excommunicates anyone who disobeys him. He was a spiritual abuser. He was abusing the church. In the name of God. And we see that today in a lot of spheres of life where people twist the Bible in order to possess and abuse other people. Beware of such people. John warns the church not to imitate the evil example that Diotrephes sets, because really, Diotrephes was a bad example. However, let's investigate this character a little bit more. Who was Diotrephes? What do we know about him? Well, There is a lot that we don't know about diatribes, but here is what we do know. He was a leader in the church because he's able to put people out of the church. Or he was probably a very influential member of the church. The church where Gaius was attending and probably one of the leaders there. Diotrephes was clearly abusing his position of authority. For some reason, he was jealous of the apostles and refused to allow them in his church. He ignored the command to be hospitable to others. John says that he is planning a visit to Gaius' church, and that when he comes, he will publicly rebuke, repudiate Diotrephes for his actions. Find that in verse 10 of our text. Now let's answer the question, why was Diotrephes a bad example? Worth not emulating. Which brings us to our first point. Diotrephes is a bad example because he had selfish ambition. Diotrephes is a bad example because he had selfish ambition. What is selfish ambition, you ask? I'm glad you ask. Selfish ambition means to be self-seeking and always looking out for one's own interests above the interests of others. Self-ambitious people will use deceit, intimidation, manipulation, and control to promote their self-interests. This reveals an unquenchable desire to put oneself ahead of others and to deceive by spinning and twisting the truth to fit a favorable narrative. In verse 9b of our text, John laments Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. You see, since Diotrephes loved to be first, he was not humble or selfless. Neither was he loving, caring, and compassionate. He certainly didn't have the mind of Christ. He loved power, position, honor, glory, prominence, and preeminence. He also loved self-promotion. He blew his own trumpet. He had the final say about everything in the church, and his decisions were determined by what was good only for him, or only in his own eyes. Beloved, may that not be said of us. Not today, not tomorrow. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4 helps us apply this word when it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus identifies a group of people who loved power, prominence, preeminence. They loved the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. Jesus has nothing good to say about them. He calls them whitewashed tombs, hypocrites, snakes, brood of vipers. Jesus is talking about, you guessed it, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. You find that in Matthew chapter 23. The disciples, on the other hand, often argued over which of them would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You find that in Matthew chapter 18. Jesus reminded them that their model for ministry was not the Roman officials who lorded it over the people, but the Savior himself who came as a humble servant. He humbled himself. Even though he was God, he didn't think that was robbery. But he humbled himself to the level of a servant and gave his life up for you and me on the cross. So that if we believe in him, we may have life and have it in abundance. God therefore has highly exalted him, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I hope your knee will bow before you kick the bucket. Because after you kick the bucket, it will be useless. So Jesus encouraged the disciples and us to be like him. Because he didn't come to be saved, but he came to serve others and give his life up as a ransom for our sins. Therefore, emulate Jesus. Which brings us to our second point. Diotrephes is a bad example because he lacked respect for apostolic or pastoral authority. He lacked respect for apostolic or pastoral spiritual authority. Disrespect toward authority and people in general is sadly becoming a pandemic in our world. And not only the world, but also the church. And this is a highly contagious virus. It is unfortunate that today's world shows utter disdain and lack of respect for authority. It be church, spiritual, or civil authority. They show disdain nowadays, or should I say, people show disdain nowadays to dissenting opinions, or preferences. It's either you agree with me or you take the highway. In the same manner, Diotrephes showed gross disrespect to John and would not acknowledge his apostolic authority or other leaders in the church. He also would have nothing to do with people who agreed with him. You find that in verse 9 to 10. Today, many reject the authority of Scripture, while others reject and despise church spiritual leadership due to pride and selfishness, just like Diotrephes, who used his influence as a sword against those who disagreed with him. Whatever you do, do not imitate him, because he is such a bad example, an embodiment of evil. And evil always will not go unpunished. There are always consequences for sin. Which brings us to our third point. Diotrephes is a bad example because he slandered others and spread malicious gossip. Slander is disseminating false or malicious information which damages another's reputation. While malicious gossip is disgraceful talk about the private lives of other people. So it was not enough for Diotrephes to voice his disagreement to the apostles. But in order to boost his own position, he also spoke ill of John and others. It's called character assassination. Find that in verse 10. James chapter 4 verse 11 says, "Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother or sister speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it." As we can see with the actions of Diotrephes in disseminating unjust accusations, slander and malicious gossip can work like poison in the life of a church. Turning friends against each other, sowing seeds of division and hatred. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 reminds us, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful. Helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." So before you speak, you need to ask yourself a question. Is what I'm about to say going to build or destroy somebody? Is this going to build them up, or is it going to destroy them? And if you find that that statement you're about to say is wanting, then hold back. Hold your peace. Restrain yourself. Because self-control is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Lastly, Why is Diotrephes, a bad example, not worth emulating? Diotrephes is a bad example because he did not practice hospitality. He did not practice hospitality. And hospitality is simply love in action. Hospitality is love in action. Romans chapter 12, verse 13 says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. And there it comes. Practice hospitality. Practice hospitality. Very important. Very important because hospitality is one of the marks of a true believer. But Diotrephes felt threatened by the traveling teachers and John himself. Apparently, they took the spotlight off of him. He was offended, so Diotrephes wanted nothing to do with them. And he went so far as to forbid anyone in the church who was welcoming these brothers in their homes. If others, such as guests, would allow guests to stay in their homes, Diotrephes would object and excommunicate those who disagreed with him from the church. His selfish ambition and possible desire for power kept him from practicing Christian hospitality to his fellow laborers in Christ. Remember, hospitality is love in action. Instead of working to resolve conflict, Diotrephes compounded it by refusing to walk in truth and in love. Since in God's kingdom, there is no room for selfish ambition. No room for power grabs. No room for power grabs in the church. Therefore, we should not emulate the bad example that Diotrephes sets. In conclusion, 1 Peter 4, verse 10 to 11 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have or you have been given by God to serve others. Not to use others. Not to manipulate others. Not to control others. Not to abuse others. But to serve them as a servant. You should serve them as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, the power forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that you give us to listen intently to your word. I pray that you will not allow the enemy to steal this word from our hearts. I pray that this word will be on our minds throughout the course of this week. And you will help us, Lord Jesus, to be all you have called us to be. Search our hearts, examine our hearts, test our hearts, and if we have any wicked way, lead us into an everlasting path of righteousness. We pray that we will not be caught up in self-ambition. I pray that we will stop resisting and disrespecting authority. The authority of the Word of God, the authority of spiritual leaders and civil authority. We do pray, Lord, that you will be able to help us to realize and love each other, to walk in truth, and be compassionate. Help us not to gossip or slander others, but to build each other up as a people of God. May your spirit brood upon this word so that it will bear much fruit, fruit that is going to last to the glory of your great name. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit go before each one of us, because we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. And somebody in the house said amen.